guess I spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. I can't yell and I can't quiet the room. Don't make me do it. Wow. You get the drill stuff back out. Believe it or not, yes, I did serve in the Marine Corps a long time ago. I'm glad to be out. Very, very glad to be out. So, the story I have is not actually about that. It's a story about two little girls that actually are sitting in this room. I might have brought them with me. I won't give you their names, but their initials are R and B. They like to give out names, and they like to say, you know, it's something that we have that's actually unique as believers. We have something that's called joy. And we get a chance to sit down together and express it. We get a chance to sing about our Lord and Savior. And we have a chance to actually lift up the entire room. I don't know, but last night I enjoyed it because everybody sang. And we had a good time doing it. And we were focusing on our Lord and Savior. Now, when I was young, I got told that I couldn't sing. They were right. I still can't, but I'm loud, so people put me up front so I can still study. It was an interesting thing. In the United States, they have this place. It's a land of happy, happy people and quick lines and fast service. But it's not Chick-fil-A. It's actually often called the DMV or the BMV, Department of Motor Vehicles, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. It's a place where you go to give up a paycheck so you're allowed to drive on the road. Now, in truth, it's not a very happy place. Nobody really wants to go there. And the people that work there don't want to work there. So they don't go very fast. But it was interesting, and I heard this story from my wife, so forgive me if I don't get everything right. But she went there one day to register our car, and she took her daughters with her. They waited in line, and they waited in line, and finally got up to the window. And the kids sat down on the floor, and my wife was conversing with the lady, getting the work done that was needed. And they started singing a hymn that we had mentioned earlier, with Jesus Loves Me. Just a little hymn, and they were enjoying it. They were 3 and 4. And it started getting a little louder and a little louder. But then the child reached down and said, we're interrupting the whole. The lady that was behind the counter leaned over. She said, honey, don't you trust them up. They're the first happy people we've heard all week. It's amazing, isn't it? We can share real joy with something as simple as a kid. We can raise up an entire room by just honoring the name of Jesus, by enjoying that, and enjoying living in it. They were 3 and 4, and they had an amazing testimony right there. I'm kind of ashamed because I don't have the courage to stand up in the DMV and say Jesus loves me. But you know what? Isn't it an amazing joy that we can share if we just have the faith of little children sometimes? So with that, who has the first song to get out?
It's a little child. Well, you know. Who was that? Jonathan? Which song?
I knew it.
Last song. We sang it last night. It comes with motions. Please don't make me see them alone. I'd appreciate it if you could help. The number is 221. Jonathan, you call it out. Do you want to count it down? Well, get up here. You better run.
Thank you. Thank you. Because